Well, hello there, and welcome to another episode of
In Case You Missed It.
Well, this morning we reminded you to not dress up your chicken for Halloween.
Morning.
I can't believe that I'm going to have to say this out loud to people. This is from the Center for Disease Control. So it's our duty to tell you these types of things so you don't get sick and get other people sick.
It's serious if the CDC puts it out.
But I can't believe I've got to say these words out loud. Here they are.
Mm-hmm.
Don't dress your chicken in a costume for Halloween. I mean, raise your hand if you'd planned on doing that. Apparently, people are doing this.
Those aren't words that you expect from the CDC. Yeah.
They are asking pet owners, because I guess chickens have become pets,
to refrain
from dressing up their chickens for Halloween this year due to a particular strain of salmonella. Mm-hmm. At least 92 people in 29 states have been infected with a strain of drug-resistant salmonella after coming in contact with raw chicken products.
So this means that people have dressed their chickens up and took them trick-or-treating before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The CDC goes on to say, other than don't dress your chicken in a costume for Halloween, they go on to say this.
Okay.
Don't kiss your birds or snuggle with them and then touch your face or mouth. Come on, what's the point of having a chicken then if you can't do none of that?
If you can't snuggle them.
I mean, why even have one? I mean, is it not because they lay eggs or tasty fried? I mean, screw all that. If you can't snuggle with your chicken, if you can't get your blue lace wine dot over here for some loving, then why have one?
Chicken snuggling. Aw. Hey, I come up with some other chicken don'ts.
Oh, I can't wait.
Don't breed your chickens to pit bulls. Well, since we're covering them,
I mean, if we're going to do ridiculous, let's go full blown, right?
Don't let your chickens ride motorcycles. That throttle's too far up there for a chicken. Don't take chickens to funeral homes.
No, that's not, especially not dressed up in a Halloween costume. But it would be okay for the dead person to snuggle and kiss them, though. So just so you know that.
Well, he ain't going nowhere.
Right.
And last one, don't let chickens ride amusement park rides.
Except the Scrambler.
I don't want to be on the Gravitron with chickens.
Yeah, the Scrambler makes sense. We also told you about an exploding toilet.
Ouch.
Do you own a Flushmate pressure-assisted flushing system? Probably not.
No. Mm. I think I've seen those, though.
It's a lot to say. Hey, man, you want to come over? I just installed my Flushmate pressure-assisted flushing system. 3,000 PSI, man. I mean, there's nothing that won't go down the drain in this one.
Sit around, have some cold beers, and flush that toilet and watch it happen.
Well, apparently there's millions of people who own this Flushmate pressure-assisted flushing system. But now they're being recalled because they can blow up your toilet.
Heck yeah. The one I seen, it's CO2 or it's got some type of power thing
in it. I don't know. It's supposed to give your toilet more oomph. Like you put a Cummins diesel in it or something.
you got a Hemi in the commode.
That's a Hemi.
Yeah, look at that.
The defective system can burst, releasing stored pressure, which can lift the tank lid and shatter the tank. Daggum.
Like if you're an elbow flusher, that'll blow you off the bowl.
Man, you got to know that these injuries were just a pain in the butt. Shauna had a question for Ask Tony today.
And I was glad to help.
She says, Dear Tony, my boyfriend and I have been together officially for 4 months.
Hey.
We don't live together. I do love him, but there's something that's really annoying about him to me. He wants to see each other every single day. It's exhausting. Sometimes I just want to chill by myself. He wants to go grocery shopping together. He wants to go to the gym together. He even tries to talk to me through the door in the bathroom when I'm trying to pee.
Whoa.
I told him that I love being his girlfriend, which I do. I just can't see him every single day. He claimed that people who love each other want to see each other every day. He said that if I don't, then I clearly don't love him and don't really want to be with him. I could actually go with just seeing him a few times a week. So does that mean that I don't really love him? That's from Shauna. Shauna, here's your answer from Tony.
Dear Shauna, well, it's sweet that he wants to be with you so much, but it's a bummer that you can't go pee without him. I bet that makes it hard to do that thing that women say they don't do. If he sits next to you during that, then he does got a problem. I don't even like my cat watching me do that. Shauna, I ain't sure if it means that you don't love this guy, but if you break up, then old Captain Clingy sounds like he's going to be kind of hard to get rid of. In the movie Fatal Attraction, Michael Douglas had to strangle Glenn Close in a bathtub, which she had a knife, though. Then his wife had to shoot her. I think the exit wound helped her see that they were breaking up. I ain't saying that your boyfriend is nuts, but not once in that movie did Glenn Close go pee with Michael Douglas. Just saying. Love, Tony.
Found a bunch of corny jokes for you, so it was another picking and grinning. I'm picking.
And I'm grinning.
Hey, Tony, I bet you don't know this.
What?
What flower is the biggest klutz?
I give up.
A whoopsie daisy.
You know, Jason, when the doctor told me that my fingers were broken,
yeah,
that was hard to grasp.
Hey, Tony.
Yeah.
What lies at the bottom of the ocean and twitches?
I give up.
A nervous wreck.
Well, Jason, she told me that she loved my eyes.
Really?
Yeah, I told her they came free with my head.
We can't forget about the new word of the day.
I love new words.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Involuntary man-snotter. Involuntary man-snotter is when a man becomes filled with so much emotion, he can't control his sinuses. Like a new pickup truck or UT wins a game. Involuntary man-snotter.
That's Tony's Word of the Day.
And the best country lyric that's never been written.
Hands down.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
There's a tear in my beer, and I ain't crying, so that's weird.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
There's a dude, his name is Albert Lexi. All right. Albert was born with some developmental issues and worked as a shoe shiner at the Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh for over 30 years.
Oh, what a dude.
He charged $5 per shine and only made about $10,000 a year. But the amazing part is that he never kept any of his tips.
What?
He donated every single tip to something called the Free Care Fund, which helps provide medical care for underprivileged kids. So Oprah did a story on him a while back, so did People Magazine, and Major League Baseball honored him at the 2010 All-Star Game. Unfortunately, we're talking about him again now because Albert has passed away. He passed away last week. He was 76, which is a big loss for a lot of people who loved him. But somebody tallied up all the donations he made over the years. And in the end, he gave away over $200,000, more than a third of all the money he made.
Oh, I love this man, Albert.
The president of the hospital says he's the perfect example of how small incremental acts of kindness can impact millions of people.
Look at the...
Unbelievable.
Look at the donations and things that go by me in a day.
Right.
That I look over.
Right. And
wow.
Albert, wow, that's incredible. Albert, you are
real good.
Thanks for tuning in to today's In Case You Missed It.